Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line launching into the second hour tonight. It's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. We give them to you because that's the way I think a talk show website should be. So enjoy that over at freetalklive.com. In fact, the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content of the site by submitting show prep suggestions. You surf it around the internet, you see something you think our listeners would enjoy, you post it over at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners will vote up or vote down on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote up and down on other people's suggestions. And the most popular suggestions make it to the front page of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them. In fact, coming up here tonight, Sam, if we get a chance, will be telling us about a homebrew crackdown, and I believe that came from the front page of freetalklive.com. So we've got that on the back burner for now because we're taking your phone calls about what you want. If you're just tuning in, you missed an in-depth conversation about some of the contradictions inherent within the Christian, the popular Christian religion out there. And it's a conversation that we're having, and Mark and myself. Sam, were you ever a Christian at one point in your past?
Not really. No. Mom exposed me to a number of different churches. So we went to a Unitarian church one time. Mm-hmm. We went to a Christian church one time just to sort of, you know, here's what it's like.
Did she have a belief system?
No. I mean, now she's a Mormon. She did a lot she was spiritual for a long time and not really religious, and that's why I think she went to the Unitarian church for a number of years.
Sure.
But wasn't really brought up in that environment.
I think a lot of people search, and then they find something that's good for them.
Yeah.
I think the unfortunate part is when they find that thing that's good for them and then try to jam it down other people's throats and threaten them and scare the crap out of them.
I agree with you, but certainly not all Christians
are
that.
I'm not saying your mom did that.
Certainly not all Christians are that way, though, and you're not saying that.
You know what? I'm not, but I'm saying that there's a larger propensity in some of the Judeo-Christian religions, say the Muslims and the Christians, to do this than the Jews. For instance, if you talk about the Jews, the rabbi will generally have you question your own religion, and you come to your relationship with God through that kind of questioning.
You're not supposed to do that in the Christian religion.
In Christianity, if you question, you go to hell.
You're bad. You're bad. You're a bad parishioner if you ask too many questions. So we were talking.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in. I did go to a youth group at the local Christian church one time growing up when I was a kid. And they had everybody in, and everybody put their heads down to pray or something like that. I forget what we were doing. And the guy's talking for a minute, and then he says, okay, is anyone here not saved? Raise your hand.
Oh, God.
And, everybody's got their eyes closed. They cover your eyes and put your heads down. So I raise my hand up. Nobody sees. I'm like, all right, whatever. And I could hear him just like, oh, we got one. You know, they didn't say that, but that was like the mood in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put my hand back down. He talks for another minute. He says, now, does anybody want to be saved tonight? And I left my hand down. And they waited, and then they're like, if you change your mind and you want to be saved sometime, then all you have to do is come talk to us. And it was just like such a letdown. But, I didn't really even know that much about the religion to begin with, and here they are telling me, this is what you need. How does that benefit me?
I could totally get that. If you believe the Christian religion as it's presented, then you believe that the people that that aren't saved are going to be tormented terribly for the rest of eternity. So you've got to do whatever it takes. At that point, it's very important to save this person.
Yeah.
You would try, if some dumb moron was going to walk into a blast furnace, you would do your very best to help that person. You'd be desperate to help them. And I understand the desperation, in those scenarios. I just
I also went to a Baptist school, private school, for a year, and
you weren't saved after that?
No,
gosh.
No.
Did they put you in the big bathtub?
No, they didn't put me in the big bathtub. No. I played on the baseball team, so that kind of helped me get along a little bit. But the people there, I mean, part of it was because I was coming in. You know, this is like 11th, 12th grade, high school years. I come in the middle of this. Most of these kids have been going there their whole lives, so they all know each other. It's sort of this inside clique. But I was never made to feel like such an outsider than in that Baptist school where they're all about community. And
I think many Christians will self-critique on this particular issue, that they'll say that, unfortunately, many churches, especially established churches, are exclusionary. They don't try to be, but they're just they create their own cultures. And if you don't fit particularly into that culture, exactly into that culture, then you're going to have some problems.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to Tom, listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, nothing. I'm just interested in the topic today. I'm a Christian myself for 10 years now, and I was just interested in some of the angles and the thoughts that were going into the conversation.
Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just pointing out, I'd like to point out it seems like the thing you're missing the most about when you're talking about Christianity is you're missing the point about who Jesus is.
Who's he?
Who is he? He's claimed to be the Son of God.
At some points he claimed to be the Son of Man. He claimed several different things. You can see why people might get confused.
Yeah. Well, the Son of Man is a title, and the Hebrews knew what that meant.
Okay.
And, title.
I'm not Hebrew.
I know, but the Hebrews would have known. Because that nice, who he was talking
is it
to
nice of
time.
God to confuse people like that?
It wouldn't have been confusing to the Hebrews.
But
to
I'm not Hebrew.
He was addressing.
But you see, God's all-knowing, and he knows that there's going to come along in 2010 some guy who's going to be in his 40s who's going to know a little bit about the Bible, and then, you know, maybe this whole Son of Man thing might confuse him.
Well, that's just it. That's why we have the whole Bible, which was given by the Hebrews. So when you read it, you would understand that that title is in reference to him as the Son of God.
But wait. You talk about reading it. The original Bible written in Hebrew, my understanding is the old ancient Hebrew language.
Oh, now we're getting into some murky water.
Well, it didn't have punctuation. It didn't have verbs. They don't know who translated it from Hebrew to Greek. That person's dead and gone, and who knows. It's been changed over the years by kings and queens when membership was down or funds were down at the church. They added in the 10% tithing part. It's like, how can you believe?
No, agreed, no. But it's a dangerous area for a bunch of boys to be discussing
ancient Hebrew. And your biblical history and how it's preserved is ridiculous.
Okay.
Because they know who translated it from Hebrew to Greek. They did it with the Septuagint, which was 70 people. And they all, if any one of them was wrong, they would toss it out. So how do you get 70 people to actually agree in the translation is impossible.
Is this your understanding, Mark, of how things?
There were certainly some translations that went on in that area. I guess my question to that would be, what about all the different versions of the Bible? I mean,
the different versions of the Bible are, like you say, somebody will read it and they'll write their own what they think that passage might mean. But that's not really a translation, is it?
Well, okay, so tell me this. Why
what I'm saying?
That's an interpretation.
It seems
it's
to me that
an interpretation, which is different than a translation. A translation is, okay, this word means this in Hebrew. What does it mean in English?
It doesn't really go that well. I mean, languages are different, but I get where you're coming from.
Sometimes there aren't words in one language to describe a word in another.
As
language.
I understand, Jews were very good about keeping their laws and their books very well up to that point.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
exactly.
It seems to me that this God that you guys are talking about is really a quitter. I mean, he came along, he inspired all of these people to write all of these works, and then he just stopped for the last 2,000 years. Where the hell has he been? Why did he stop inspiring works in people? Why isn't he sharing his message with us today?
Because when you read the last book of the Bible, Revelation, John said, this is it. Don't add or take away from it. This is the complete work.
No, he didn't say that, because, you see, he was writing his own book. You see, they took a bunch of different books. There are all kinds of books that were left out. It's not like John added the last chapter of the Bible. John wrote a book, and then somebody compiled that with 60 other books, and then they called that a Bible.
Hey, Tom, what was it that you were before 10 years ago?
Before 10 years ago?
Yeah, you said you were a Christian.
I was just doing whatever I wanted to do, living my own life any way I felt. I was doing whatever I felt like doing.
I'm curious as to what your story is. If you don't mind, hang on. We'll bring you back. How did you become a Christian? 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including news updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go get signed up. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our email updates, follow our Twitter or Facebook, and it's all, again, for you over at news.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs and defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy, the average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Get it at jurisdictionary.com. I've taken it. Sam?
Yep.
I'm taking it too, and it's a great course.
Yeah, we were talking about that today at lunch.
The discussion has centered around theology here so far tonight. Of course, you're welcome to call in and bring up whatever you want. We've got Tom on the line listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. And Tom, you were telling us a few moments ago that that you have been a Christian for 10 years of your life, and just made me curious, because you don't sound like you're 20 years old. How old are you, and what got you into the religion?
I'm 47 now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went and checked a few churches out in the community. And, you know, some of them, you know, just didn't seem friendly or you know, I just didn't feel comfortable there. So I just went to one church, and it seemed like a good place to go, and just to check it out, really. And
what kind of churches did you check out? I'm just curious. Was it all Christian churches? Did you check out other sorts?
Yeah, they were all pretty much Protestant, you know, so I checked out a couple, and
what was it that made you believe that the Protestant churches, and the one in particular that you ended up choosing, was the correct message of the God that you believe in?
Well, at that time, I wasn't even sure if I believed in a God, but I guess, you know, I was brought up to believe in a God. My mom and dad were Christians.
I see.
Were they Protestants?
Yes.
Okay.
So you went to this church, you felt good, you felt bad at some of the other churches, you figure, okay, well, these people are nice enough, mom and dad were Protestants, so this is where I'm going to go ahead and settle myself in. Did you ever, Did it ever cross your mind that maybe you were making a mistake, that there are another few hundred or thousand different religions out there that you could have chosen? What made you so sure that this was the one? I mean, if you're wrong, doesn't that mean you're going to go to hell?
I'm not quite following you. I guess, you know, the reason I felt like Christianity was the right one just because of who Christ is and what he said he was and what he did.
I'm a little confused about that.
Well, I was a little confused about your question, too.
I guess the question is with the thousands of religions out there, and there are a bunch of them. Some of them have gotten old, and nobody in their right mind believes them, like the Norse gods of thunder and the, you know, the Indian gods, where they believe that the world existed on the back of a turtle. I think we've disproven that one. Zeus and Jupiter and all these gods have basically gone into the wayside. But, you know, what if in fact it was the temple of Athena that you had to worship at in order to go to heaven, and you know, whoops, we missed it?
Well, yeah, I guess you could just say that. I didn't happen to go to the temple of Athena.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
do you think God will save everybody, the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians, anybody who goes to church? Because I go to a Quaker meeting
God
every Sunday.
I think God will save anybody who calls out to him, just like he said, through Jesus Christ. I mean, I believe in the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And he says it doesn't matter who it is. He says he's going to call all people to himself, every tongue and every nation. So it doesn't matter
where
you're
believe,
from.
So you're one of the Christians who, you believe that if you don't follow this this belief or subscribe to this belief that Jesus Christ is the Savior and you have to follow him and all that, that you'll go and burn in hell?
Yeah, I do believe that.
So you believe that the billions of people around the world who don't follow the Christian religion are all doomed to a fiery torment?
I do believe that. Yes.
Doesn't that
yes.
seem
you know,
crazy?
There are Christians, though, that don't believe that, right? Like, there's a lot of people out there that don't believe that. And in fact, they believe that was added by essentially pagans that adopted the Christian religion later and have adulterated the word of God or whatever.
I don't know where you're getting that from, because if it's in Scripture, how could it be added later if it was written in the first century?
There are people that say that those books of the Bible weren't, in fact, even written in the first century. Some of the claims is the Gospels weren't written until the second century. You know, I mean, it's really difficult to say. And there are a myriad of Gospels. It's not just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I mean, there's the Gospels of Judah, the Gospels of Mary, the Gospel of Jesus. There are lots of these things.
You know, that's what it's pretty much I think those who say that it was written in the second century are not really looking at what the early writers of the New Testament were writing about and who they were talking about in their letters. And it all goes into the first century because otherwise,
you know, I don't really want to talk about I don't really want to discuss a history lesson here. I want to talk about the idea
you were using as an argument.
Mark was bringing that up. Look, what I want to talk about is the idea that billions of people will burn in a fiery torment. That is your belief system. That is what you just stated a few moments ago. And I have to ask: is your God an all-loving God?
Yes, he is.
How do you juxtapose that belief system? How do you justify in your mind that on one hand you believe that God, your God, is all loving, but on the other hand that he would torment not just one person, as though that wouldn't be bad enough, but billions of people for all eternity in fire and brimstone? How do you juxtapose that and justify it?
Because he's a just God, and he said all those that have disobeyed will end up there.
If he was just, why did you get to be be born into a Protestant family, but other people didn't? I mean, would a just God make you Protestant and a friend of mine Jewish and another friend of mine Islamic? I mean, that doesn't sound very just. That sounds like you had a big head start in that race because you got to believe the religion that you were raised up in, and the vast majority, 99.something% of people, glom onto the religion that they were given when they were raised up.
Well, man, if I could explain it, I would, but I can't just because I happen to be wrong.
You're wrong. Right. Your God, either your God doesn't send people to hell or you're mistaken,
I guess is what I'm trying to say. You can't explain it, Tom, because it's inherently contradictory and therefore it's like Mark said, it's incorrect. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Now, I think it's wrong to tear down somebody's belief system and not give them something. And here's what I want to give you. Your God isn't sending people to hell. Your God's bigger than having to do that. Your God is more loving than having to do that. The actions that if you make bad actions here on earth, don't worry. Bad things will happen to you.
Right. It's like saying that
you'll live in hell here on earth.
It's like saying that daddy beats you because he loves you. Come on. There's no love there. That's not how you show love to somebody.
You know what? I'll take a beating over having to go to hell for eternity.
Right.
I mean, please, slap me in the face with a belt buckle, Daddy. Daddy, slap me in the face with a belt buckle again. I'll take it 10 times rather than going to hell for eternity.
Sure.
Because I don't believe this dumb crap. And that's
all.
But
don't tell me that you love me as you're beating me with the belt buckle. That's nonsense. It's not the actions of somebody that loves another person.
Right. I got no problems with the rest of the religion. Believe whatever you want to believe. But it's that sending people to hell stuff that really, really destroys, it damages people.
Your call's coming up. 800-259-9231. I know those ideas have poisoned me. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for cleaning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. The details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
So I finished a novel today. It's called Progress, a Novel, and we've been advertising it on the show, and I wanted to make sure that I got a chance to read it so that I could tell my listeners what it was like. And I can tell you that, you know, basically it's touching on the idea of a libertarian campaign and a, you know, successful run and what that might be like. I captured some of the elation that I had during the Ron Paul campaign by reading it. I felt that when I finished the book, the first thought I had when I finished the book is, I've got to read this book again. It is concise in a way that helps people who believe in the ideas of liberty communicate it far better. The editors on this book were stellar. I have never heard the ideas of liberty edited down and so convincing as they are written in this book. It's called Progress, a Novel. I've got to recommend you read it. It's not a big investment in either time or money because it's not a terribly thick book. It's called Progress, a Novel. You can go to get it at Amazon. Search Charles Stample or Progress, a Novel, or you can get the first chapter sent to you from progressanovel@gmail.com. That's progressanovel@gmail.com.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls here. Religion, the subject, specifically the Christian religion, the subject on the table at the moment, and let's go right into the calls. Goad is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Goad.
Hello, Ian, Mark, and Sam.
Hello.
Is this God?
Is this goat or God?
Actually, it is pronounced God.
God. All right. What's on your mind tonight, God?
Well, it seems like many of your callers are quite confused tonight, and I figured it would be a perfect time to call in and clear some things up for
you
guys.
Boy, it is about time. You're about 4,000 years too late.
Yeah.
go ahead. Better late than never, though, I suppose, God. Or God.
Well, you shouldn't listen to all the nonsense in the Bible. This is mostly written by man, and it is deceiving. What you should do is be good people towards your fellow man, and you will be able to come and be with me in heaven.
Now, wait a minute. What about the strippers? What about that? Because that's what really started this whole conversation an hour and a half ago, was the story about the strippers protesting the church. Can you be a good person and be a stripper, or be a good person and go to a strip club?
I sent those strippers for you to enjoy. You should not shun these women. They are my gift for you.
Hey, God, would you answer my question?
Just look, don't touch them.
Sure, Sam. What have you a question about?
Well, wait, you don't know? What the hell?
That part of the Bible is actually a lie. I have no foreknowledge of what your actions or questions should be to me. But what is your question?
Oh, I didn't really have one. I just wanted to see if you'd know.
So
the answer is actually 45.
I thought it was 42.
Are you saying there that you don't, that this whole free will thing is the real deal? That you're not actually omnipotent?
No, this is much a lie. I actually prescribe to the idea of love and peace. There is no devil. This was put into the Bible and such books to scare people to believe what the statist would like them to believe.
Is God an anarchist?
I most certainly don't prescribe to any one belief, but yes, governments are most certainly evil. I would not condone such activities.
Now, what's the point of the evil, God? I mean, why even bother with that? Why not just have a little happy world where everything is just A-OK all the time? What's the point of that?
Well, actually, I'm quite a scientist, and sometimes science experiments go wrong, if you get my drift. I did not create this evil. I mixed a few things together and threw this world together. In 7 days, you can't get everything right.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
You did his best. I mean, it's pretty good. It's an amazing universe.
Yeah, that was a good one to punch out on. Thank you, God. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, my answer would have been, if there weren't evil, how would you know what good was?
Yep.
It's the dichotomy, the contrast, if you will. If there wasn't darkness, how would you know light and the vice versa and so on and so forth? 800-259-9231, continuing with your thoughts, let's talk to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Sammy, you shall not test your God, man.
Uh-oh. Not allowed to do that, huh?
No. Hey, everybody got it wrong. Jesus was against religion. Matter of fact, he disliked religion. He didn't want a religion made after him. The only thing he told us to do to remember him was to sit down, share a meal, and talk about how to love one another and about why what happened to him happened. That's all he wanted us to do. And if we sat down and talked about how to love one another and take care of one another, we'd have a wonderful world.
I would agree with that.
I so love it when Dave calls in and talks like this.
So brief, so well spoken.
That's how simple it is, man. That's how simple Jesus is. But man took him and used him to do their dirty work, and it makes me enraged. My blood boils when I think about it. But that's the only thing he ever wanted us to do, man. Was sit down, make a good meal for one another, and talk about how we could love one another.
Thanks,
this
Dave.
This will be great.
Always appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue and talk to Randy, listening in Ohio to WCER. Hello, Randy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Randy, you're in Canton. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to, you know, add or subtract from this debate about Christianity. First of all, I think it's important to point out that every major religion has their formula for doing what's right and or getting punishment if you don't. So Christianity is not alone in that. Christianity's formula just happens to be faith in Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, you know, the things that the Bible talks about, which the Quran talks about, what the Muslims have to do, which pretty much is wipe out anybody that doesn't believe in Islam.
Oh, please.
Well, that's in the Quran.
That's a bunch of nonsense.
I own a Quran. I've read it. You need to read it. I mean, you need to really read it, and you need to see what it says. Mm-hmm. Because
we've had Muslims on this show before, and
I've read parts of the Quran, just like I've read I've read the entire Bible, and I can tell you that, you know, if we start looking at these Bronze Age people, you know, that we call God's people, we can see them acting in a fashion that is extraordinarily un-Christ-like.
Oh, the Bible is a very violent book. There's no doubt about it. Read the Book of Kings. It's like a king got took over as a dictator. He was slaughtered. All his people were slaughtered. Another tribe took over. Kind of like what we see in the world today when you think about it in a lot of areas.
Randy, let me just make sure I'm understanding you here. Your allegation is that all of the Muslims out there that believe their religion is peaceful, there are a lot of them, because, well, look, most of them are peaceful people, and there are billions of them out there. And we've talked to many of them on this program. But of all those people out there that believe the Muslim religion, you're saying essentially that they just got it wrong, that their religion is all about mass murder and killing people that don't accept their ideas.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that their book contains verses that state that people that do not believe in Allah should be put to death, just like the Christian book states the Bible, which I happen to be a Christian as well, but the Bible does state that certain people that don't follow the formula of accepting Christ as their Savior, you know, will have the consequences. And I would just subject that to the fact that, you know, every civilized society that's ever been on the face of the planet has had laws and rules, and if you don't follow that, you know, you pay the penalty for it.
You call that stuff civilized?
Yeah, I wouldn't
just
call
slaughtering people? That's not civilized.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to myreputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give to you. Now, if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the profits. In fact, 7 to 8%, depending on the volume that we do each month. So thank you in advance for getting your shopping done over at Amazon.freetalklive.com. You get the stuff you want delivered to your door in dozens of categories, great prices, free Super Saver shipping available on a whole lot of brand new items and even used items. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're going to continue here taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Going first to... let's talk to, I believe we've got Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes, Michael? Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. Before I get to my main point, I just want to say thanks for putting on the article on your website about the valedictorian. That was great.
I probably didn't put that on the website.
Probably on freetalklive.com.
It was likely, yeah, it was likely one of our listeners that did that. I will occasionally submit something, but it's very occasional. It's really our listeners that create all the content there. So thank you to whomever it is that put that article on there. The is this the speech that the valedictorian made about how school was is awful?
Well, I wouldn't characterize it that way. That's not exactly what she said, but yes, you're remembering the right one.
Okay, yeah, I honestly haven't even read it yet, but it is. It was in my show prep here tonight.
She just begrudges the fact that it's sort of a training to take tests as opposed to experiencing life and that kind of thing.
Indeed.
It's a little bit fruity, but the point, it's very well written, and her point is very well made.
And the last time, I don't know about you, but the last time I took a test was in school. You know? Well, when's the last time you took a test? That doesn't happen in real life for the most part.
In the working world, sometimes to get, you know, licenses, and I know how you probably feel about that.
From the government, right.
You need to take tests very frequently.
So,
from the government, yep.
What else were you calling about tonight?
I wanted to bring up the pirate radio station that you were talking about yesterday. I'm not sure if you talked earlier today about it, but I just tuned in about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, Radio Free Austin down in Austin, Texas.
Right, and just to clarify, there's actually two things going on. One is the radio station, And there's someone who manages that who also owns a radio network, and that's the person they sort of highlighted in the article. She owns or owns with partners, I'm not sure, Rule of Law Radio. And Rule of Law Radio is basically just a way to, I guess, empower people to look at the statutes and hold public officials accountable for, you know, sticking with the statutes that were passed. And, you know...
So are you there in the Austin area? Have you heard the radio station?
Yeah, I listen to it very frequently, you know, a couple nights a week. And certainly her show, this Rule of Law Radio... is one of the shows on the Rule of Law Radio Network. Mm-hmm. So
we're actually going to have her on. Her name is Deborah, and we're going to have her on the program this coming Saturday night, barring unforeseen circumstances. She will be on the program, and we'll talk about her story. And she made a few corrections to me as I wrote her the email inviting her to come on. She doesn't call it pirate radio. It's micro-broadcasting to her. And I think that, you know, that kind of makes a good point. She points out that she's not stealing anything. She's not, you know, ripping off content without permission, that kind of thing. So she's not pirating in that fashion. And I think, you know, the words are important. Although when I think of pirates, I think of those fun swashbuckling, you know, Johnny Depp types, right? You know, everybody loves pirates.
Steal stuff.
Yeah, but they're fun in the movies.
You
right?
like the term pirate radio, and it is misused. Pirates are people that commit larceny on the open seas.
It's true.
Right. And the article was very, in my opinion, very deceptive. It sort of came across as presenting the radio station as, like you said, pirate and doing things sort of behind the scenes or illegally. And it was kind of a hit piece because it talked or it focused on sort of a conspiracy bent or even a, you know, I'm a Coast to Coast AM fan, but it's not even, like, it came across like it was talking about space aliens or just wacko stuff.
Well, there are some conspiracy shows on there.
I didn't notice that from the article.
Well, it's got, like, Alex Jones on there or the 90.1 does, and, you know, whether or not you want to call him conspiracy or not, I mean, it doesn't really get more extreme than him. It really doesn't have anything that whacked out, at least in my opinion. But the main point I wanted to make, too, is the lawsuit, from my understanding, is basically just trying to use the FCC's rules or the rules that they're governed by against them, essentially saying that we're not a high-power station, we're serving the public interest, therefore your own rules say that we don't need a license. And they're even trying to stay away from the real issue, which is that interstate broadcast of radio is not under federal jurisdiction. It's an intrastate. It's not crossing state boundaries.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've heard that claim before, and I wonder how this is going to – it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out because the FCC's trying to shut them down.
My point is Deborah Stevens from my understanding is not sort of using that constitutional argument because she's, you know, she may be aware enough that those types of arguments are often dismissed. So from my understanding, they're trying to use, you know, the actual rules that are in place that are being ignored by the FCC folks.
I don't know how well that's going to go, because there are a lot of people that claim that's the case about the tax system. They'll point to the tax code and they'll say, see, it says right here that you're not a taxpayer or that this is voluntary. The judges don't really care about that. But I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We'll have more, with Deborah. She's actually going to come on the show, as I said, Saturday night to start things out, and we can ask her these sorts of questions and what her experience has been like. As far as I'm concerned, any approach that isn't cowing or bowing down to the man is one that I support, because usually when it comes to these micro broadcasters, if the government people come after them and they threaten them, that's it. They pack up, they close up shop, and they're done. In her case, you were right, Mark. The article did point out last night that when I was looking at it closer later on, that the property owner that the transmitter was on did indeed, they moved it off of that property after they threatened him, but it's somewhere else now. So yeah. they've just moved the location, and this has been going on for a decade now. This radio station has been on the air for a decade.
So yeah, I don't know if they can actually go after, a radio station that has moved where it is broadcasting, because how do you define that? I can transmit on 90.1. They can transmit on 90.1. We could transmit the same, information. The same programming. So how do they go after these people? I don't know. I mean, once the locations change, the stations change.
Yes, yeah, it's just threats and intimidation. That's how they go after people, and they know that most people are going to roll over. But what happens when people stop rolling over? That's what we're going to find out Saturday when we talk to Deborah on the program here. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with, yes, Mark?
I just want to make a comment about what we've been talking about all evening and sort of the, faith and the idea that the gentleman, the last call we had, was basically the idea that you've got to have hell, otherwise the world wouldn't be civilized. Look, all religions have some kind of punishment, as if hell and punishment are the same things. But, I think that there's this aspect to Christianity that people don't look at, that they don't even realize is out there. Christianity downplays wisdom and knowing things. Here's a proverb saying, "Seest a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope for a fool than him." And there's all kinds of things saying that wise men are going to hell because they're dumb and they don't believe the crap that we try to spoon feed them. So. That's dangerous. When I was taught all this stuff, I came up at a Christian school, went to Christian, obviously a church, taught Sunday school for a period of time. And at some point, I just couldn't take the stories of Noah's the Ark and the Balaam the talking and his talking ass and, the Tower of Babel and all these other stories that to me just sound like myths that somebody decided, well, we're going to believe these myths. And I decided to reject it all out of hand. Rather than somebody coming up with a religion that made more sense to me, or just the idea of morality for morality's sake, that being good will result in good things for you, so you should be good, and here's how you be good. Rather than doing something like that, they had to couch it in all these terms of Samson got his hair cut, and all these stories that I had to believe in order to believe the religion.
The
ludicrous stories. I felt they were ludicrous, and what happened to me as a result is I decided I don't believe any of that crap at all anymore, and I became an atheist at about 17 years old. It didn't take me very long at all before I got involved with a very, very bad element in my local town. I spent 9 years in prison for murder because, in my opinion, this is my opinion coming from the guy who spent the time. It's because somebody, they kept jamming that stupid religion down my throat that I just couldn't believe.
You just rejected all of it.
All the good stuff that's in Christianity got rejected because of all the silliness that they wrapped it around.
All right, there's more coming up here. Hour number three is next. Your calls as well about anything. 800-259-9231.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.